Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
Welcome to our call this morning on November 25th, 2022. I trust that you and your family had a great Thanksgiving. This is Brother Bryant Hansel, head of ministry at Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. And I hope that everyone has been able to rest a little bit after a great meal with family, or if you were not able to enjoy that, maybe you've been able to think about some of the traditional meals and times that you've had that made it more special. So happy Friday to you. And some of the times I remember are in my childhood, when I spent a lot of time with my family, my grandparents and parents and siblings sitting around the table. And today I'm visiting my hometown in Tennessee, and it's always something special for me when I visit my hometown, because my parents and my brothers and sister are still living, and some people I haven't seen in a long time are still living. And, you know, it just touches you in a very special way. So today, this week while I'm visiting my family, I took the dogs for a walk around our hometown. And, you know, my hometown is really small. So to give you an idea, about a mile and a half walk from my parents' home through the middle of our downtown and back to their home. So Greenville is not that large, so it's a great town. But it rejuvenates me to come here. And the reason I'm speaking to you today about this, there's some giants that live here that have impacted my life, and I'm always so grateful. And I'd like to start out by thanking them, Thomas and May Tansel, my parents. So my dad has already left early this morning. Mom took him to his bus. He has a trip this morning. So we'll be praying for his traveling grace. And many of you will be traveling out there today, being one of the busiest shopping days of the year. So we'll pray for your traveling grace as well. So the first thing you need to pack is some patience if you're going to be out today. I thought about today being one of those days that people shop quite a bit. And the day after Thanksgiving is usually the biggest shopping event of the year. So if you're going to hit the streets out there, be safe, be careful, and to make sure to keep God at the center of everything you're doing. So I'm going to spell out the words grateful Thanksgiving since we just passed that holiday. As I was thinking through a message for the week and how grateful I felt to be here with my family, I just started thinking of words that came to mind when I spelt out grateful Thanksgiving. But also, I was reminded as I thought a little bit more about this being a shopping day. So as I think of grateful Thanksgiving, and I think of today and this weekend is a day that a lot of people shop, I'm going to thread the needle with this message today. So with the words that I mentioned, here's some things you can shop for this weekend. So the G for grateful Thanksgiving, we're going to start with the G, give versus take. And the Bible tells us, Acts 20 and 35 says, I've showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than receive. The R stands for restore. In Galatians 6 and 1, it says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. The A in grateful stands for ascension. Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is risen. He's risen today. Do we live each day on purpose as if we know what his ascension has provided for us? The T stands for tradition. And every family has a tradition, whether you participate in it or not. Tradition is something that's happened in your family for quite a while. And hopefully you're connected to it, or you're building one, or you started building one. It doesn't take much time to build new family traditions. But at the center, we want to make sure that Christians and Christ are at the center, and God is at the very ultimate center of building that tradition. So Mark 7 and 9 tells us, and he said unto them, full well, ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. There may be some traditions we need to let go of, but practice good traditions that will carry on and last past your lifetime and into the next generation of your family's lifetime. And hopefully they will continue those. The E in grateful, we can't miss the word eat when we think of eat. With all the great delicious foods that many of us are having this week. In John 6 and 51, it says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him, the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The F stands for family, Colossians 1 and 18. Who's the head of the family? Colossians 1:18 says, and he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. The U stands for uplift someone in your family. Uplift somebody in your family while you're together this weekend. I guarantee you somebody needs it. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11 says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. The L in grateful stands for let this season be different. 2 Timothy 4 and 2 tells us, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. So let this season be different. You know, as Christians, we should always be able to elevate and change a situation at any time. We just have so much power that sometimes I believe we might not tap into or take advantage of, but we have a higher purpose, and we have to exude and exhibit that no matter where we are, whether we're shopping or at the grocery store, our family's going through a crisis or situation, we are the people who can change the day, and I hope you believe that. The T, when we get to thankful, grateful, we're spelling out the word grateful Thanksgiving. So the T stands for time. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there's a season and time to every purpose under heaven. H, when you're shopping out there today, remain humble. James 4:10 tells us, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Another thing we can shop for is attitude. Don't start the day out with one and don't develop one. You're going to be just fine. Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. So start out the day with a good attitude. Shop for an attitude and you will find it. So the N stands for niceties, and these are usually pleasantries that people say. Niceties are the quality of showing or requiring careful, precise treatment, the nicety of a diplomatic exchange. And that could be complimenting somebody. In the South, we always say, girl, you look just like your mama. You remind me of your, boy, you remind me of your grandfather. You remind me of your granddaddy. Oh, man, your grandmother made the best turkey back. So these are niceties. Just keep your niceties and pleasantries as you're out there. We can lose these during this time of year because things get a little hectic. Here's one more thing to shop for. The K is for kindness. In Joshua 2:12, it tells us, now, therefore, pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I've showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. The S that we can shop for today is sincerity. In Titus 2:7 tells us, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. The G is something you should keep in mind, no matter if you're at home or if you're out and about today or plan to be out. The G stands for God first. God first, no matter where you are or what you're doing. God first. The I is for you and I decide what our day today and our future is going to look like. So you and I decide what our day today and our future is going to look like. The V stands for virtue. So what is virtue? Sometimes you hear that word thrown around, but it's moral excellence and righteousness. It's just plain goodness. 1 Peter 1:5 says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. The I stands for the next I, and as we're spelling out, grateful Thanksgiving, and we're near the end of Thanksgiving. The next I is in. Stay in Christ. Stay in Christ. Keep Christ at the center of your life. Stay in Christ. The N stands for notice. Notice all the work that has been done to make this holiday more special in your family, especially at your home. And don't wait for people to ask you to help take out the trash or wash the dishes or to clean up. Men, I'll say this, you know, don't go ask mom if you can take out the trash or if you can wash dishes or if you can just go do it. You know what needs to be done. Open up your mind. Your stomach is full. Don't let your mind go to sleep. Look at how you can help the situation. They may need some leaves raked outside. They may need some trees cut down, as I cut down some a couple of days ago while I was here. Just do what needs to be done. Parents should not have to ask their children to help them do anything. Open up your mind, your eyes, and your heart and look around. Play your role. Start giving back to them who gave you a million times more than you can ever give them, and be thankful and grateful. So the last G that we're going to spell is give God all the glory and the honor. You do that in everything you do, and it's always going to be a great day ahead. So God's going to shed his grace on us and keep blessing us. I just know that. And so with that, I'll turn to a word of prayer today. Father, as we bow our heads, thank you so much for this grateful Thanksgiving and this holiday. And this year is passing by, Lord. Keep us hungry. Keep us humble. Keep us seeking minds like Christ, bodies like Christ. Let us sacrifice like Christ did. Let us continue to be better people today and tomorrow than we were yesterday. Let us think of others more than ourselves. And when we talk about giving, sometimes that giving can be knowledge transfer. Sometimes it's helping people walk through a situation that maybe they are not prepared for. But let us wrap our arms around each other on phone calls and letters and take the time just to say hello to all the special people in our lives. And we thank you for allowing our churches to band together through this phone line and through this phone system just to pray for each other. Traveling grace for my father and any of you that are traveling out there, whether you're shopping or going back home from visiting your family for Thanksgiving, or whether your relatives are leaving you this weekend and heading back to their homes. We pray that everyone is safe on the highways and they make it safely to their journeys and destinations. We thank you for allowing our families to show our thanks and our love for you more than we do ourselves, Lord. Continue to bless us and our ministries and our ministers that are on the call and their families and all the lives that are represented here, Lord. We thank you so much, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.